Now they're in the temple, and they're talking about some of the things that they brought. She brought some linen, and he, Joachim, was talking. And they're talking about the prayer that Anna was going to say at that time. And among some things that they were saying now, because I wanted to be sure, old as I am, to know that I am a mother, I could not believe it was true. I did not want to give you, speaking to Joachim, the most bitter disappointment of all. Since the end of December, I perceived that my womb was becoming new and bearing, as I say, a new branch. But now, on that branch, the fruit is certain. See, that linen is for the one that is coming. Is it not the linen that you brought in Jerusalem in October? Yes, it is, she said. I spun it while I was waiting and hoping. I was hoping because the last day while I was praying in the temple, as close as possible for a woman to be to the house of God, and it was already evening, remember that I was saying, and she gives a quotation, a little longer, a little more, unquote. I could not withdraw from the place without receiving the grace. Well, in the growing darkness, from inside the sacred place where I was watching from the depth of my soul to obtain assent from the ever-present God, I saw a light, a spark of beautiful light depart. It was as white as the moon, and yet it had in itself all the brightness of all the pearls and gems that are in the world. It seemed that one of the precious stars of the veil over the temple, the stars placed under the feet of the cherubim, had become detached and bright with a supernatural light. It seemed that beyond the sacred veil, from the glory itself inside the Holy of Holies, a fire started which came quickly towards me, and while cutting through the air, it sang with a heavenly voice chanting, may what you ask for come to you. That is why I sing. A star will come to you. What child will ours ever be, since it reveals itself as the light of a star in the temple and in the Feast of Lights, says, I am. Did you perhaps foresee rightly when you thought I would be a new Anne of Elkanah? How shall we name our creature, whom I perceive talking to me in my womb as sweetly as a melody of waters, with its little heart beating repeatedly, like the heart of a pretty turtle dove held in one's hands? If it is a boy, we shall call him Samuel. If it is a girl, Star. The word that stopped your song to give me the boy of joy of learning that I am a father. The form it took to reveal itself in the holy shade of the temple. Star. Our star, because I don't know why, but I think it is a girl. I think that such sweet caresses can only come from a most sweet daughter. Because I do not bear her, I have no pain. It is she who takes me on a blue flowery path, as if I were supported by holy angels, and the earth was already far away. I have always heard women say that it is painful to conceive and to bear. But I have no pain. I feel strong, young, fresher than when I presented you with my virginity in my faraway youth. Daughter of God, because this creature born of a barren stump is more of God than ours. She gives no pain to her mother. She only brings her peace and blessings, the fruits of God, her true father. That's all prophetic. In other words, how could she possibly know all this, you know? Mary, then, we shall call her. Star of our sea, pearl, happiness, the name of the first great woman in Israel. But she will never sin against the Lord, and to him only she will give her songs, because she is offered to him, a victim before being born. Yes, she is offered to him, male or female as it may be, after rejoicing for 3 years over our creature, We shall give it to the Lord, victims ourselves with her for the glory of God. Now, this is Jesus quoting his grandmother, talking. See? Now, how could she have known all this except it was revealed by God? See? Now, these are things we would never have known except through a book like this and through what we call Revelation. Now, these are very interesting, you know, parts of the early story, in other words, of Jesus' grandparents and of Our Lady's life and the time when she was to come into the world. Now, Jesus is continuing here, and he's doing the talking, and Maria Veltorta's writing down. He continues, said, in the meantime, for the joy of having a mother, I whisper a mysterious word in the shade of the temple that contained the hopes of Israel, of the temple now at the end of its life, because a new and real temple, meaning himself, is about to come on earth, no longer containing the hopes of one people, but the certainty of paradise for the people of the whole world, and for centuries and centuries until the end of the world. And this word, capital word, see, that means the Son of God, Jesus, works the miracle of making fertile what was barren, and also the miracle of giving me a mother, who not only had the best disposition, as was natural she should have, being born of two saints, but unique creature, had not only a good soul as many others still have, not only a continuous increase of goodness because of her goodwill, and not only an immaculate body, but had an immaculate soul, free from original sin. See, Jesus talking about his mother. You have seen the continuous generation of souls from God. Now, think what must have been the beauty of this soul, which the Father looked fondly on before time existed. These are things that only God would have known, could have revealed. Which one of us would have thought of it in that way? In other words, before the time for Our Lady to be conceived, God had an image already in his mind, and Our Lady existed there in God. The very thought of it was for God a paradise. This is what Jesus is saying. The Father looked fondly on this, before time existed, which formed the delight of the Trinity, which Trinity longed to adorn it with its gifts, to present it to itself. O most holy Mary, that God created for himself, and then for the salvation of men, bearer of the Savior, you were the first salvation, living paradise. With your smile, you began to sanctify the world. Now, who of us ever heard anything like that, you know, describing our Blessed Lady? The soul created to be soul of the Mother of God. When this vital spark, derived from the more lively throb of the threefold love of the Trinity, the angels rejoiced because paradise had never seen a brighter light. Like a petal of a heavenly rose, a mystical, precious petal that was a gem and a flame, the breath of God descended to give life to a body quite differently than for others. It descended so powerful in its ardor that guilt could not contaminate it. It came through the heavens and enclosed itself in a holy womb. As you read these different revelations, you have to say, this person could never have thought this way. Never. Not even a theologian, I mean. And here's Jesus describing, now he's God. Now he's talking about life before this earthly life. See? In God's own mind, it was all spelt out. See, before God decided to create man, and the whole plan of civilization and life was formed, he saw right to the end of time, and everything was already planned. You and I were part of that plan too, but we existed in God before conception. Now, Mary's being, as God saw it, was already a joy for him before she was conceived. This is what Jesus is talking about. Now, who could have ever written anything like that except the Lord revealing it himself. And now Jesus goes on to describe Mary's conception. He says, Mary loved since she was conceived. What is it that gives light and knowledge to the soul? Grace. What is it that removes grace? Original sin and mortal sin. Mary, the Immaculate, was never deprived of the remembrance of God, of his closeness, his love, his light, his wisdom. She was therefore able to understand and love when she was but flesh forming around an immaculate soul that continued to love. In other words, before she was born.